I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News. It's 4:32. I'm sitting in tonight for Stan in Gold. An Alabama state lawmaker is calling for the removal of a controversial statue from the grounds of the Capitol. State Senator Hank Sanders and the group Save Ourselves Movement for Justice and Democracy are protesting the statue of Dr. J. Marion Sims. The monument honors Sims as the father of modern gynecology, but his critics say he performed experimental surgery without anesthesia on enslaved African-American women. New York last month relocated a statue of Sims from Central Park to the cemetery where Sims is buried. Wells Fargo is working to make sure older Alabamians are as safe as possible with their finances. The bank recently conducted a national survey on the risks of elder financial abuse and the common causes. In Alabama, 15% of the state's population is age 65 or older, but the survey found that older Americans and their children saw little need in discussing finances and later life needs. Wells Fargo's Ron Long explained some of the things family members should be talking about when it comes to financial safety.
What are the key financial documents and maybe passwords that are attached to those, and have that very well organized? You should have a will or trust, and then you want an advanced health care directive as well as a power of attorney for health care.
Long says one of the biggest problems leading to elder finance abuse is a blind spot. Only 1 in 10 older Americans felt that they personally were at risk of a scam, even though almost everyone surveyed believed that older Americans in general were vulnerable. A woman in Hawaii and an Alabama history class are working to put a face on each name listed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. APR's Alex Aubuchon reports they're looking for help.
Jana Hohen of Maui has been volunteering with a program called Faces Never Forgotten, attempting to match every name on the wall with a photo of the veteran. She's been working with Auburn High School history teacher Blake Busman, who, along with his students, has collected over 300 photos of listed veterans in Alabama and Georgia. But the group is asking for help in finding photos of four men from Lee County: Joe Jones, Robbie Mills, and Elijah Miles Jr., all of Phoenix City, and Young Ogletree of Salem. Family members or anyone with photos or information are urged to email the volunteers at neverforgotten2014@gmail.com. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
Upper 60s for the low tonight statewide, slight chance of rain. Upper 80s to close to 90 for the high tomorrow, and no mention of rain. This is listener-supported Alabama Public Radio.